This is the Warrior Mind Podcast, and I'm your host, Greg Swanson. Podcasting from beautiful Bend, Oregon, the Warrior Mind Podcast is a personal empowerment series that provides you the information required to develop a mindset of a warrior, maximize your human potential, and achieve peak performance. The Warrior Mind Podcast is produced every week for your enjoyment, and show notes and links can be found at www.warriormindcoach.com/blog. Please come back often and feel free to add the podcast to your favorite RSS feed or iTunes. If this is your first time listening, thanks for coming. If you're returning, thank you for your continued support. This is episode 330, and today we're going to be talking about anchors and triggers. But before we start, I just got to tell you, I guess I was going to say why I love Central Oregon so much is the unexpectedness of the weather here. We've been into April for a little bit, about halfway through April, and things have been starting to get really, really beautiful and nice, and everybody's dusting off their hiking shoes and getting some other things ready for the summer and the spring to go hiking. And then lo and behold, we get 3 inches of sleet and snow. But the funny thing is, it's only on one side of the town. It's only on the east side. I went to meet a client last night on the west side of town, and it didn't even rain. So it's just wonderful to live here in Central Oregon. The diversity just keeps you on your toes, and keeps you flexible and pliable and have flexible behavioral, aspects. So today we're going to be talking about anchors and triggers. And again, I mentioned I met with a client last night. We talked about this in detail. And I would encourage you to go to my blog, warriormindcoach.com/blog, to see where this podcast is hosted, because I have an article there about anchors and triggers that go into a little bit more detail, courtesy of Pegasus NLP. But anchors and triggers are fascinating because they really, at some level, when we're unconscious, they control our lives. They control our behaviors. They control how we think. They control our emotions. And although they are ours, they are our anchors and triggers, we often don't think they are ours. So basically, an anchor is something that it creates a powerful emotional experience in you, or it's a repetitive experience. For instance, you may have been listening to a song, an old song, over and over again when you were back in high school and with your friends, and you hear that song and it takes you back to that time. Oh, I remember when. Well, the anchor was created by listening to that song over and over and over again. And then that song acted as a trigger. There are some other very positive anchors and triggers. Let's just say you would go home for the holidays, and as soon as you would come in, you'd smell either pumpkin pie or apple pie or some sort of a pie being baked. And you hadn't gone home in a long time, and you went over to a friend's house and you smelt the pie and go, oh man, that brings back such good memories. Well, that pie in the beginning, year after year after year, was the anchor. And then going back into it at somebody else's house was the trigger. Now, those are pretty obvious, right? The smell of things. But there are other anchors and triggers, so that are maybe not so positive or not so friendly to us. Let's just say in relationships, you haven't had the best of success. And every relationship ends in some sort of a disaster. Whether it's you getting angry, the other person, something, let's just say it doesn't end well. Well, that's going to start to create an anchor that relationships don't end well. And then what happens is when you get into a relationship unconsciously, at some point, you're going to start to sabotage yourself because that's the trigger. You're in a relationship for 6 months. Now relationships don't end well. So I need to now act like a jerk. Or that may be, maybe not you acting like it, but provoking your partner to act like it. So this would be the trigger, is you're into a relationship for a specific period of time, and then all of a sudden, boom, this trigger goes off and you sabotage yourself. So anchors and triggers can be used, if we're not conscious of them, they just kind of use us. We as Pavlov's dogs, we hear the bell ring, we salivate. We hear the bell ring, we salivate. And then what happens is it's more insidious than that. If we're at work and our boss, not all the time, but a great deal of the time, comes to us with complaints, with more work, with things that aren't so positive, As soon as we see that boss walking down the hall, we're going to start to tighten up because the trigger is the boss coming to us. The anchor has been that the boss always comes with these things. So the boss may come to you with something positive, but you're not going to hear it because you're expecting something negative and you're going to be so tight and tense that it's not going to happen. So you're going to miss the accolades that maybe are bestowed upon you. And so these are things that we do unconsciously. Every time I see my boss, there's more work. Every time I see my boss, there's more work. And so there's these unconscious triggers that can happen that can create a detriment in our career. We may have, if we're in sales, we may have a client that maybe is kind of rough with us. And so we get this trigger, oh, this client's a jerk, this client's a jerk. Well, that's the anchor. And then we go see them and we put up our defenses based on that. And we tend to then miss some of the positive things that are going on with them. So the key then is to develop anchors and triggers that can empower us to have to reach peak performance, to have a more fulfilling life. So for instance, if we go to a meeting and we always tend to get agitated or upset or nervous because there's so many people going on there, we can then develop an anchor before the meeting so that we can fire that trigger off so that we're calm and relaxed. And some of these things are so easy to do, but it takes mindfulness. So first we have to be aware of what our triggers are. And some of those are pretty obvious and they're usually emotionally based. So when we start to lose it, get into arguments, something like that, that might be a sign of a trigger. And then we have to do some reflection on what the trigger is and how is it being fired off by a specific person or by a specific situation. And then we need to ask, how do I want to feel instead of this? And so when we can define how we want to feel, we then can create the environment to produce that. So let's just say you wanted to feel calm and relaxed when you go into a sales meeting. Well, before the sales meeting, and preferably few days and weeks beforehand, you may either meditate. And when you come out of the meditation, you're feeling calm and relaxed, you could produce a symbol of a flower in your mind. You could also create a physical anchor by pinching your pinky finger. Something to that nature. But you want to create So what you want to do is create that trigger for that anchor. So the anchor is that feeling of being calm and relaxed during meditation. And then the trigger would be the flower in your mind. And then what you do is notice yourself throughout the week when you are calm and relaxed. So maybe you're taking a hike and you stop to look at the beautiful scenery and you go, wow, I'm feeling really calm and relaxed. Bring the flower to your mind. And let's just say you're walking or taking a bike ride or just you come out of a really good sleep and you're feeling calm and relaxed first thing in the morning, you bring the flower to your mind. And you keep adding energy, this calm and relaxed energy to this flower. And so then let's say you do this 5, 6, 7, 8 times and you can feel really calm and relaxed. Well, then you go into your sales meeting, you notice yourself getting tense. You bring the flower to your mind. You say, I'm calm and relaxed to yourself. And boom, the energy from that will now produce a calm and relaxed feeling in you. And it's just that simple. It may not be easy because one, we may not be mindful of the energy that's happening. And two, we may not be mindful of how we want to feel. So one, we identify the state that is perhaps a problem or a challenge. We identify what the trigger is. We identify what we want to feel instead, and we create an anchor and a trigger for that new feeling. Then when we start to get the old feeling coming up, we fire off the trigger to produce the new feeling. And I work with clients over the phone on this. Like I said, I met with a client last night. We worked on it. And this is something that is so powerful to do. And you can use anchors and triggers to feel positive, to feel empowered, to feel strong, to feel confident. You can do all of these to create a state of unstoppability. You don't have to feel like you're a victim. You don't have to feel less than. You can create your own state. If you're allowing yourself to feel less than because there's a trigger out there that's creating that feeling in you. And if you don't like that feeling, then create your own anchor and trigger to feel that you are unstoppable. A good place to start with this, obviously, is in the mind and thinking about developing the mental strength. And you can do so by my online program, which is warriormindtraining.com. pop over there. You can get the online training there. You can get the book with it. You'll have lifetime access to it, and it'll help you start to develop the mental strength that you need in order to maintain focus on the anchors and the triggers. So again, these anchors and triggers are really, really important. Hop over to my blog post, read through the article there, and then go over to warriormindtraining.com. Thanks for listening to the Warrior Mind Podcast. If you liked what you've heard, please tell your friends and subscribe by your favorite RSS feed or iTunes. Also, make sure you check out www.warriormindtraining.com. Until next time, live with courage. And remember, every facet, every compartment of your mind is to be programmed by you. And unless you take your rightful responsibility to program your own mind, the world will program it for you.